The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Oftentimes, we hear the church speak of being children of God, as adopted sons and daughters of God, through our baptism. And yet, this isn't the complete picture of who we're called to be. This is at the core of our identity, yes, but there's something a little bit more. By our baptism, Jesus has become our brother. But this is a sort of automatic thing in the same way that we don't really get to choose our own siblings in this world. But today's gospel points to another reality, a reality that requires decisions and commitments on our part. Christ has called us to be his friend. This may seem a little cliche these days, but this friendship is pertinent to the interior life, to our growth in the spiritual life. This friendship with Jesus Christ is transformative, but it isn't exactly automatic. It requires many of the same things that human friendship requires. It requires time, effort, dedication, love. It requires that we make sacrifices of ourselves and our time. It requires that we spend time in deep conversation with him, getting to know him and letting him know us. My brothers and sisters, do you want to better control your anger, your outbursts, your impatience? Become friends with Jesus Christ. Do you want to love your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings more? Become friends with Jesus Christ. Do you want to know, love, and serve God to the best of your ability? Become friends with Jesus Christ. Do you want to become a saint? Then first, you must become friends with Jesus Christ.